Our coverage of the 2014 Oklahoma FFA Convention continues. Our sponsor for our reports, our Oklahoma Ford dealers, Ford, best in Oklahoma, and they're proud to be a platinum sponsor of this year's convention of the Oklahoma FFA Association. Today we're talking with Riley Blakely. She is your star in agribusiness here in 2014. She's from the Ulaga FFA chapter. Riley, tell us a little bit about your agricultural enterprise, your agribusiness that you've developed over the years. Understand that you're selling agricultural products direct to consumers.
I have beef, pork, lamb, and goat meat, along with eggs, plants, and other vegetables, and I market almost all of my products at the farmers markets.
So you're selling to retail, in other words, at retail to customers.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how you got that going.
Well, I kind of grew up in a background of business. And then whenever I got older, I decided I wanted to expand from what my parents have and go start attending the farmers markets and be able to sell my product directly to the consumer. And to me, that's what I like most because I can tell the consumer what the animal was fed and everything that it's had done to it.
We've heard a lot about consumers wanting to know a lot more about their food. How does that impact your conversations?
It brings up a lot of conversations, honestly. One of the first things people ask me when they come up to me at the farmers markets is this egg free range? Or was this meat fed any antibiotics or anything like that? And my answer is no, it wasn't fed any hormones or antibiotics. And yes, my eggs are free range. And letting them know that makes them want to come to me even more.
Why, in your mind, is this perception that they're following, or is this something that they believe makes it somehow better?
I feel like it's something they want to know, and when they know, they feel like the meat that they're consuming is much better than what they would get from somewhere else.
As you raise your animals, and as you, I assume you're raising the animals that are the meat that you're selling?
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about backing up to the production of the animals. What are you doing to be able to basically satisfy the demands of the consumer?
I listen to what they have to say. If they don't like how something's done, I try to, make sure it's not done that way. The hormones or antibiotics, they're not something that I am against, but it's something that I feel like I don't need to do for the animals that I have. And since I don't, it helps the customers want to come to me even more.
What skills? What have you had to learn in order to be able to successfully merchandise your products and work with consumers?
One of the biggest skills I'd have to say that I've had to learn is my communicating skills. Being able to do this has made me love to communicate with people. And when I get older, that's something I want to do. I want to be able to go out and promote agriculture and talk to the consumers and the people that don't know very much about it.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
I've been FFA since my 8th grade year. I'm currently a senior. I've given speeches all throughout it. I've shown livestock. I've participated in several CDEs. And I've just been all around a very involved member of FFA.
What do you think FFA's done for you, Riley?
I can honestly say that FFA has made me who I am today. I think if I wouldn't have walked into that to the ag classroom my 8th grade year, I wouldn't be standing here today, obviously. But I don't think I would have accomplished everything I have accomplished.
What do you want to do after your graduation from high school?
This fall, I'm going to be attending Oklahoma State University and majoring in Ag Communications and Animal Science.
Why those two categories?
I want to be an embryologist for cattle. And then at some point in my life, it probably won't be right after college, but I want to have a way for special needs children to be able to work with plants or even work with livestock to find joy for themselves.
Your 2014 star in agribusiness for the Oklahoma FFA, Riley Blakely from the Ulaga FFA chapter. Our coverage of the 2014 Oklahoma FFA convention is in part being brought to you by our Oklahoma Ford dealers. Ford, best in Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.